Can I get more of me?
Hey, this is Muck Dog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is a Wednesday, December 8th, 2010. This is Audio Boo number 46. And, well, the market's really struggled here at resistance. The top, it's the top of the rally. I think we're close to a two-year high. Yesterday, briefly, we were above it before selling off. And there's been a lot in the news. Been a lot of reasons to rally and a lot of reasons to pull back, I guess. The the biggest news was probably the president and Republicans compromising on a tax deal. The Republicans basically demanded that all the tax cuts be extended. So nobody's getting a new tax cut. It's just they're going to continue. You're not going to see your taxes go up. In addition, the payroll tax will be cut by 2%. But I believe that just offsets the expiring making work pay tax credit. So that's kind of a even Steven thing. I guess the big gain for the Republicans was the death tax or the estate tax, where now the first $5 million are going to be exempted. And I think the rate drops from, 55% above that to 35%. So that's a pretty big win for the Republicans there. But President Obama compromised, and his goal was to make sure people aren't hurting. And he got an extension of unemployment benefits for another 13 months. So we're getting close to 3 years now you can be on unemployment. And that's kind of interesting because, there's an argument there to, are we helping or hindering? Because there could be people who are just not looking for work. So now instead of looking for work, they got another 13 months where they can watch a lot of Oprah and Ellen or something. I don't know. But that's the goal of the, the Democrat Party is to help those in need. So they got that extension. And, there's been a lot of complaints on the left that, hey, you shouldn't have compromised with the Republicans. And I'm sure there's complaints on the right that, hey, we shouldn't extend unemployment benefits because of the deficit. So each side had to yield. And in the end, what happens is that the deficit gets extended and it doesn't go down. So interest payments on the debt are going to go up and our deficit's going to continue to grow. So there you go. So the stock market initially rallied yesterday, I think because that pressure was off at least for a couple of years. Yeah, but then there was that late in the day rumor about, and maybe it's true, about the insider trading probes that are going to be going on, and that kind of stuff's never good for the market, but it should be just temporary. I mean, it's not like most of us are doing it, right? We're just probably going to be some people, and some people have some ill-gotten gains or whatever, and they'll pay the price. They'll go to jail if they're guilty, so that's not really that big a news, but it does show you that, the market's come a long way. And we are susceptible to, the headline risk, right? Anything in the headline is going to move the market one way or another, especially at a time where we're kind of absent earnings and kind of this lull shopping season. We're all focused on Christmas rather than earnings reports and economic news. But there sure is a lot in the headline. Anyways, I hope you're having a great day. I'm driving to work in the rain. How fun is that? Talk to you later. And the music in the background is from Tyrannosaurus Grace. This is Chemistry, available at musicalley.com's PodSafe Music. That's see ya. That's probably good.
She said